I recall the time when I was an intern for the first time. I, too, managed to finish my workload so fast, just like her. Hi, 亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读。我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。今天和你分享的美文叫做有一种贫穷叫短视。当然，这个贫穷更多的意思并非金钱，而在于意识方面。The team at work just had two new interns, and I happened to be their supervisor. After today's lunch break, I saw that one of them was reading things on her smartphone, maybe on some social network, I guessed. I went to her and said, "There's another document here needing translation. Do you have time to finish it for me?" The document was not in her assigned workload.But I thought I could let her challenge herself a little bit with it, seeing that she seems to have time. "Yes, I do have time," she said, "but I'm just an intern." I didn't quite know what to say back then. After a while, I mumbled, "Right, yes." Then I turned around and left. I recalled the time when I was an intern for the first time. I, too, managed to finish my workload so fast, just like her.So I asked my supervisor, "Is there anything else that I can help?" And she happened to have a plan to make, but she didn't have time. So she let me do the research and make a draft for her. I was not very familiar with the job, but still tried to carry it out based on my understanding and make it as professional as possible. And my supervisor was really satisfied with the draft. Later, she told me, "You saved me a lot of time.I didn't need it created from scratch." And she told me in details how should I have done the plan differently. I learned a lot about the operation and the process. After that, she had come to trust me, like, completely. I got my current job all because of her recommendation. Yes, I was just an intern with a low salary, but I bought a better future with my extra labor.There is a kind of poverty called short-sightedness. 你现在收听的是英语美文朗读。如果节目带给了你片刻宁静与温暖，欢迎你分享给更多的朋友，让我们一起来发现英语的别样魅力。同时也欢迎你在喜马拉雅 FM 搜索关注英语美文朗读，来和我一起邂逅更多暖声英语美文。我是孟非 Phoenix， 感谢你的收听。 Thanks for your listening and see you next time.